This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
A fairly new tool that's been made available to the member care community that I've found to be very, very helpful. It's the Cerny Smith Cultural Adjustment Index.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Cerny-Smith. Mm-hmm. And what this is a series of 97 questions that assess your cultural adjustment. It looks at areas such as how are you getting along with the culture? How are you doing with your work? How are you doing with your organization? How are you doing with relationships in general? And then how your spiritual well-being is. And a person takes this survey. There are 10 places where the individual can write in specific issues, like what is the thing that's bothering you most in your physically right now? Mm-hmm. And you could put a physical health issue in, or what is causing you the most emotional stress now, and you can fill that in. And you rate each of these questions on how much you've been distressed by that issue in the last 30 days. And you rate either not at all, little bit, moderately, quite a bit, or extremely. When the printout comes back, it shows you on a scale of doing enhanced skills in that area, effective functioning in that area, or needing some help in that area.
Actually helps you discover something about yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's a 23-page printout that's given to the individual explaining the assessment. And because you were at this percent in this area, then you're probably experiencing this. And if you were this percentage in that area, you're probably experiencing this. And that's very, very helpful to the individuals that are reading back the assessment. The coach who administers the assessment also gets a 5-page printout that shows how this person's doing. And the goal is to sit down with this individual and talk about the areas that they're doing well. You know, look what you've done. You've been here for 3 months now, and your relationships with your family are good. Relationships back home are good. You've got good relationships with your organization. You're basically functioning well. Now, down here, we want to take a look at, looks like you're experiencing quite a high degree of stress about language. And it looks like the workload feels like too much. What can we do about those issues? Let's make a strategy. Let's make a growth plan to help you to get into an effective functioning range in those areas.
My wife and I have taken some of these tests, and we sort of compare notes afterward and say, did you have difficulty answering those questions? And both of us have, you know, mm-hmm. whether we're answering them adequately or whether we understand ourselves in these areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've used this test. How do you evaluate it?
I found it's been an excellent tool. People are usually pretty honest when they're taking a survey on the computer. And one of the things it did for me as a member care provider is to be able to look particularly at those 10 items that they filled in and to find out things that were going on in their lives that probably they needed to talk with about someone. One young man wrote in that he needed to get some medical tests done, and that was moderately stressing him. I never would have asked him if he had to have any medical tests done, and it turned out that because he'd been into countries that the risk of malaria was high, he'd taken anti-malaria medication that had affected his liver, and the doctor had said in the fall, you need to come in again the first of the year and get your levels tested. Well, it was already spring, and mm-hmm. he hadn't been, and it was sort of weighing heavy on him. And just being able to talk to me about that and gave him the encouragement and the impetus to go in the next day and get things tested, and he was fine. So that relieved that stressor. Another issue, one of the questions filled in, there was anger issues. And I never would have asked if there were anger issues with this family. They were just a really sweet family, and I never would have thought to ask about that. And seeing it written out, that the individual had written it down, we were able to talk about it, do some problem solving, some strategies to really address something that was a stressful issue within that family. So I think this assessment is very, very helpful. It helps to see, for a person to see how they're doing well in areas they need to work on. It helps a member care provider strategize with them. And then you can do this assessment again in 3 months or 6 months and see the kind of progress that's been made. So I think this is going to be an effective tool for people on the field to see and also for member care providers to be able to get right to the areas that they need some coaching and some mm-hmm. help.
You said this is a new tool that's available.
Fairly new within the last couple of years, yes. Mm-hmm. So more and more people are being trained as coaches to be able to administer this tool and help people interpret it and benefit from it.
Now, coaching is one of those terms that has sort of blossomed recently here. We find coaches here and there, and I think folks might think, well, what has this got to do with basketball or football or what? Coaches, what?
Someone to come alongside and help you get from where you are to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Just a counselor.
And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Softer word for counselor. Some people don't want to use the term counselor.
I guess I want to ask if people who took this test were a little surprised about themselves. Say, well, I didn't realize that I had those issues. Now that I see them on paper, it's mm-hmm. It's a little revealing.
Mm-hmm. It is, and very helpful. There was one young woman that I had been meeting with regularly for spiritual direction, and we met about once a week, and I knew there was some issues, but basically she was doing well, and she scored really low on the assessment, and it shocked me. Hmm. And so I talked with her, and I said, well, it must have been a bad day, and she said, well, not really. She said, when I began to look at those questions, it revealed how really hard things were. And what a struggle I was going through. And it really helped us to get to the root of some things in that situation. And that's turned out wonderfully.
I've been talking to my member care friend, Vicki Easter. Vicki, we thank you very much for taking time to be with us and hope you'll come back.
Thank you.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.